Lol.
Okay, so take 25. Let's begin.
Yeah, demo.
When you're bored, listen to us. We'll make you laugh. We'll make you think. Mobile random crap.
Please recommend
us to your friends. Please give a like and then a rate. This really is explicit shit. There is Jack. He'll make you laugh. Then there's Haz, acting as Faz. We have Tom, dropping the bomb. And Jake's Brown, acting a clown.
Okay. We hit you with
the hot topics. Please listen to our new theme song. Don't you think it's dragging on? Thank you all for your support.
We love you all.
We welcome you to our show. Now it's time to begin. We've gone on for too long. Now the time has come. Please don't leave. It will be fun!
Gravy dinner.
Mashed potato.
Chicken Sunday roast and...
Dippers.
Oh, turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dippers.
Lol. Hello and welcome to Peace with the Podcast, guys. Well, it's our weekly episode. It's a Saturday thing. Well, it's Friday. I've got the lads here.
The crew.
The Peace with Tommy.
Hello.
Why the fuck did you go, yeah?
I said,
Peace with Tommy, and you go, yeah. Like it is you. No.
Alright, introduce me then.
Alright, and we got Jake's Brown.
So
he wanted me to call him Peace be the Brownie, but I'm still a bit crap. Right, so yeah, today we're coming at you with the fresh topics of our minds. So Jake, tell me these ideas in your brain.
Right, well, not first, I think we should, because, you know, last episode we had, you know, the order. I reckon we should start with it and pop the question to Tom. So, Tom.
Do you want to marry me?
Hello. Yeah, sure.
No, right, go on.
What, if you could have any two superpowers, what superpowers would you have?
And why?
Why?
Yep.
Yeah, we also have
Well, I'd probably start with shapeshifting. Because, just think, you could be anyone you want, anything, and I'd probably start off by being a tree in a field. Just sit there all day.
You could be a bird, like, instead, no, you could be a tree.
Was this my power? Or yours?
Yeah, Jake, shut the fuck up.
My power.
Alright then.
So yeah, you could use that to fight crime.
By being a tree.
To, don't know, swing the ladies, I guess, somehow. yeah.
So yeah, what about your second power? You have two.
I have two. I would go for the super speed, because it, you know, it's just everyone's dream. Flying, so speed,
you'll be a really fast tree. But,
that's yeah, I think it. I would probably go for super speed, because, you know, it seems cool.
Right, so me and Jake have got our super cool costumes, which we all wear the same costume, but we have different colour eyes. What colour eyes are you going to have? I'm blue.
I'm red.
I'll probably go orange, because that's the colour of my theme. My Peace be the theme.
Yeah.
Oh, right, I get it.
It's either orange or yellow, I'm not sure. I think orange might be a bit better.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, all right.
What would your name be?
Yeah, what's your name?
That's...
Well, what's your names?
I'm the Master, but I'm not actually the Master. It's like a Captain America thing in the Avengers, but I'm not actually the Captain.
I'm the Knight, like, spelled K.
Oh, God, I don't know what to be.
They're pretty cool, aren't they?
I don't...
Oh, we've got good names.
You proper put me on the spot here. I don't know a good name for it. Maybe... Mega Shift.
Mega Shift.
Is it alright if I call you Mega Shaft?
I'll get back to that later, because...
Alright, well...
It's going to take a...
Your time. Well, you know.
Yeah, we'll just sit here. Yeah. We'll sit here, stare at him until he thinks of it.
He's shaking.
Anticipation.
Yeah. I think, should we just sort of move on and we'll give time to think about it?
Yeah, but you'd probably forget it.
Time to think about it. Just keep thinking about it just throughout, you know, the podcast.
I mean, you've always got Mega Shift to fall back on.
You proper put me on the spot.
Yeah, I know. Well,
Jane put me on the spot.
I put myself on the spot with the name. I was like, oh, I don't know.
name will be. What would you call a super fast shapeshifter?
I don't know.
Fast shift.
Jack, no. Right. Quick changing topic. So, today, like, you know, for the past week, I've been thinking, you know, just think about general topics. And it dawned on me when I couldn't sleep one night, because, you know, you have one of them, like, sleepless nights where you're just like, ugh!
Yeah. Well,
I was staring at the wall, and I thought, who invented wallpaper? You know?
That's a bad question.
Well, no, because, like,
it's just it comes off the tree and you shove it on the wall.
General invention. No, but, like, who thought, oh, right, I know, this wall, I'm tired of paint. I want some, like, I don't know, cool pictures or something.
I don't think they had paint. I think they had wood.
Yeah, a wood and, like...
So, you know, I'm just going to put wallpaper on it. I'm just going to hang paper from it, you know? Who thought of that?
Why not?
You know, but I've also just... You know, think about inventions, like, you know...
Inventions? What, the Breville toast maker?
No,
the toasty maker.
Like...
That was pointless. No one needed that.
You know... Why? What's the bread? What's that toasty maker thing?
You put the bread in. You get like ham and cheese or like.
Yes, I know what a toasty is, you numpty.
Well, what do you think it does then? But the Breville toasty maker, because you don't even need it, do you?
Oh, yeah, you can just have like.
Like get an iron. Just get a fucking iron.
Iron.
Yeah, I'll cook it. An iron. That's what they used to use.
Yeah, but
iron
gets wet like, with all the water.
No, I believe you squirt steam at it.
You have squirt steam.
You do. You squirt steam and water. So it does. If you press one,
yeah, you squirt
steam it.
Water, but you're like, you can't.
Right, this is PG. Remember that. Squirt.
Well, I've already sworn at the beginning. I don't think it's PG anymore, is it?
All right, it's explicit. All
right, it's
not sexual violence.
Yeah, no sex. I think I've already made a sexual reference to. You know, Mega
Shaft.
Yeah.
Right. Just carry on. With Went on.
So, like, what? It's not making a noise.
Well, right. So, inventions that didn't need inventing.
Something that you just look at, you think, why is that there?
Yeah.
Spork?
Yes!
A spork!
Who needs a spork? Get a spoon. Or a fork? No one. What is the difference between?
What activity are you going to need a spoon and a fork for?
At the same
time. You can't,
because
I can understand that you'd use a spoon and a fork for like spaghetti, but you wouldn't use them like, because you know, because you put spaghetti on the thing and then
you
just stab it with a fork.
You just put it on and you just.
But you can't do that with a spork, can you?
No. You get one spork and just spin it in the middle and do nothing.
Yeah, it'll collect nothing. It is pointless. You can't eat soup properly with it.
KFC give you it, right? There's a fast food restaurant that give you it. The KFC.
You just said it.
KFC. And with like, the, with like beans. You like...
Oh.
Well, I can... give me a spoon or a fork. What are you giving me?
Why do you order KFC beans?
No, you get it with a meal. Yeah, gravy's all the way. It's
gravy.
Sometimes you get the beans all burnt and crap. It's like that.
It's horrible. But yeah, the gravy. It's like, I reckon that's just their signature. That they should just advertise.
What? Not the chicken?
No, just advertise gravy because it is so nice. I could drink the gravy, just straight up. Yeah, I'm not like really fat, guys.
Yeah,
I'm actually not.
None of us are fat. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being fat.
Yeah. I mean, you've already seen me in a video before.
You've got a shorter life expectancy, but
yeah, it's a choice. But, you know,
it's not your choice.
People will think that I'm really fat because I just drink gravy, but I'm not. No, I eat loads of crap.
I have never thought you were dead fat. But I've known you all my life, so...
People on this will think, oh, he could be a bit of a...
Jake, if there was a shape or a figure...
To describe me.
To describe you, Okay. It'd be something slightly racist and horrible at the same time, so I'm not going to say it.
My brother calls me an albino Ethiopian. Yeah.
Mine's a little bit worse than that. One sec, guys. Alright, so guys, we're back after my incredibly rude joke to Jake. And we're going to start off with a new topic on what do you guys think about the Xbox One.
Jake, you can go first.
Well, to be honest, I am not happy. Nobody's actually happy with this. Why are you all laughing?
I'm not laughing.
You just get so serious. Carry on.
Well, because the basic what they do is, for you know any online like offline. Wait, stop laughing. Stop it.
You can't hit someone in the road, home.
Yeah, Jake.
You hit me.
It's not your house.
All right. Anyway.
When
so,
did I hit you? What
the hell
was that?
Tapped off!
What? That happened to me. I was doing an English revision and it was dead silent and it went off so loud.
I'd just like to say that, sorry about that laugh there. It's uncontrollable. We probably raped the mic and your ears are now bleeding, but we are sorry. So, Jake, what are your actual views on the Xbox One? We won't laugh this time.
I'm not happy, to be honest. No one is.
You just kind of laugh at
because,
yourself.
Right, firstly, for any people who are, like, you know, who don't have Xbox Live, who are offline gamers, you know, they're just in it for the campaign. Stop it, give me it.
You're not drinking it.
Right,
you're making a rocket.
You know,
like fucking fidgeting all the time. You know, sit still. Like, fucking sit still.
The offline, you know, sort of campaign stuff. You know, not online gameplays and stuff, but and you can't do that. You can only be offline for like an hour, and then redoes it every time, and you're like, so you're not allowed to. You have to be on Xbox Live now.
No, you don't. I was reading up that you don't. That's the PS4. You need to be online to use the PS4.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Apparently, anyway.
That's stupid. I don't think
that's kind of stupid, to be honest.
That's the way they made all their money before, giving away free online. But so no, I don't think they're going to be doing that.
No,
they're going to lose all the product.
No, they're not, because they've actually announced it that they are charging £30 now to be online because, you know, the hacking stuff like that, so they're using that to, like, make their security better.
Makes sense.
Also, with the Xbox One, for any people who, you know, think out there, oh, that game looks alright, but I don't want to buy it in case it's a rubbish game. I know, so-and-so's got it. I'll borrow it off him. You can't do that anymore. You can't lend games. Actually, no, you can, but you can lend one. You can lend that game once to one person and that's it.
What, so if I gave you one of them discs over
there? Yeah, just sort of let me one of them dicks. One of them dicks.
Look at it.
So, let me end this.
Oh my god, Jake. Oh my god.
Yeah, let me run them games. Right. Alright, shut up, right.
Oh my god. Jake has got dicks on the brain. Oh god.
Oh, right. So you let me one of them games. Look at that. Sorry
about the rape there.
I'm surprised the mic hasn't blown up.
I'm sorry, just turn it down.
But yeah, if you let me one of them games there, you can only go, oh, yeah, give it back. If someone else wants to borrow that game, you can't do that. You can only lend that game once.
How would it know?
Because of, like, the software on it and stuff like that. They can, like, you know, with the it's a similar principle with, like, you know, the codes, like, you know where you put them on thingies, like you can put game like phone like films and stuff onto like your computer.
Oh, it's like COD 4. It's like COD 4. I gave it to you. It could only have three people: me, you, and Harry. Caden couldn't get it. It's like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you need a code.
No, it's just the way the disc is.
It's just the way the disc is.
I do believe that because it's the way that Xbox are going to be making more money. Like, now you could just give your game away to anyone, really.
But, like, what about used games and stuff? Like, you won't be able to buy them, will you?
That's a fair point.
Yeah, well, actually, you might be able to. If they haven't been used, they're out already.
But then they'll end up... They test them, though. They test them to make sure they're okay. So then once they put it in, test it, oh, that can't be using it, well, that's pointless. So, you know, you can't pretty much buy used games anymore. Used games have gone.
Yeah, it's pre-owned games out the window. That means no one will be able to buy any cheap game ever again.
It's stuff like that. And
well, actually, you will be able to if you're playing PS3.
Yeah.
Or PS4.
Everyone convert to PS4.
Yeah. They actually did that, a thing. It's on YouTube where they go, how to, trade games with people through the PS4. And what they did was they go, sharing the game. And they just went, there you go. Over the game, and that's just a video, and it's got like so many views. But like, you know, it's kind of pointless, isn't it? Why would they do that?
Xbox had it all going from the Xbox 360 was undoubtedly
it was the best console.
It
was undoubtedly better than the PS3, and then they've just screwed up.
It's just a social media thing now.
Yeah, it's like basically buying a computer,
and it looks like a VCR.
Yeah, that's Tom's.
It looks exactly like a VCR.
It does look a bit
it's
like
backtracking. It's like...
Well, it's not exactly backtracking, is it?
It's kind of like
using an old design.
Like,
it looks
you
similar to
all
the,
these clothes in the 80s, and they're coming back now, aren't they?
It looks similar to the Xbox One, to the Xbox...
What, like Lycra?
To the original Xbox, doesn't it?
What? What are you on about?
It's like...
You're just whispering to me, I'm just like...
It looks fairly similar to the original Xbox, doesn't it? Like the same sort of thing. If you look at them at the front, they look
you
pretty
mean,
similar.
You mean because it's a square?
No, but they just look
it's not,
pretty
it's
similar.
It's actually a cuboid. It squares a 2D shape.
It depends what angle you're looking at it.
All right, can we not debate that?
There's no debate in it. It's obviously a cube. it's a real
but
thing.
But, you know, I just think it's pretty annoying that they're doing this. It's like, what? What is the point in it?
In what?
Because, like, they're just backtracking everything.
All right. Like what? What else are they backtracking?
The used games. What I've just been talking about.
What?
They're basically doing things.
How is that backtracking?
No, they're doing things. Like, you know, they've gone forward, right? But now they're doing things to make themselves
trade
go
the
get
Xbox
even
360
worse.
Games.
You know? Oh, and if you also buy an Xbox One, all the games that you have for the Xbox 360...
Every console does that.
Well, no, some games for the original Xbox worked in the Xbox 360.
Yeah, well, it's only some games.
No, but every single game for Xbox 360 will not work on Xbox One.
Oh,
yeah, it's
not,
because it's got new engines, though.
Oh, sorry.
And the engines won't
work.
It's not compatible.
Oh.
It's not. It
don't work.
The Xbox 360 games won't be compatible with the Xbox One's engine. That's why it won't work.
Yeah, but all the games that you've bought now they're obsolete.
Well,
no,
don't buy
Xbox,
Xbox One
because you still have an Xbox 360.
Yeah, don't get rid of your Xbox 360. You still have the account on it.
No, but you've got to make another account, haven't you?
Why?
Because saved as like I don't know, like a Call of Duty that's only available on Xbox One.
You're not going to get it then, are you?
Yeah, but...
So well, then you're going to have to buy a new Xbox.
I might
just
buy a new Xbox 360 thing. Looks pretty cool. Have you seen that?
The slim one, because that's quite old.
No. It's the brand new one. They've brought out, like... The day of E3, they brought out... He said, the new 360 is out today. And everyone was like, oh, what? Wow. And it looks... It's a sort of... It's a similar design to... the Xbox One, but it looks loads better than the Xbox One, which is quite ironic, actually. I'll see if I can get a picture for you.
I think the greatest console is the PS1.
Yeah.
Because it's just so small, it's just... You can take it anywhere.
The PS2 is pretty good as well. I like that.
It is a bit big, but it's...
I mean, you can get the slimmer one, can't you? Well,
yeah, no, I mean...
The games on the PS2, they're
the
awesome. That pretty much sums up my childhood.
Like
PS2,
Ratchet and Clank.
PS1.
I used to have Ratchet and Clank. That game, we used to play it all the time. Ratchet
awesome.
And Clank.
Luigi's Mansion.
Some facts about Xbox One.
Always online device.
It's not.
I didn't read the not. Xbox One allows you to play used games. It doesn't. They've been
Xbox,
saying this. They've announced it.
Xbox,
it does not.
That is a fact from Xbox. Saying it is. So you look a bit daft now.
Microsoft will not charge you extra for used games.
Connect for Xbox One can be disabled. Anyone in your household can play any of your games. So Harry will be able to play my games because we're all in the same area.
We'll all be on one account.
Well, they might have done this because of all the, like, you know, because everyone's been, randomly.
Also, if you pre-order Xbox One, Xbox Live is free for a year, so you get a free year on Xbox Live as well, so that's pretty good.
So actually, it's quite good to get.
Yeah.
So that's the look of it.
So maybe they've had a look at, listened to some of the feedback that they're getting from it and decided, I know, let's change our attitude to this.
I'm still trying to find this picture. I know it's on here somewhere.
No name dropping joke.
I don't think that people heard it.
This is it.
Ah, is that it?
That's a new Xbox.
That looks pretty cool.
That looks better than the Xbox
One, doesn't
it?
It does.
It looks cool, I'll be honest.
But will it, does it use the same engine as Xbox?
No, it's the Xbox 360, different case, and you get 2 free games with it. Every month, I think, they give you 2 free games.
Do you reckon...
Xbox, the first 2 free games you get with it is Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2.
Got them.
I know. But you still get free games. Oh, my God. I'm not saying that's to you. It's not even going to give you them. He's saying you can get them, and they'll be bringing... next month, you get, like, 2 other 3 games.
That's pretty cool, that.
You can get a PS2 for £25.
£25?
Sorry, I just had to say that.
But it does look better than the Xbox One anyway, doesn't it?
I think the 360 looks good.
The PS4 looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
What?
Have you seen the PS4?
I haven't, because the advert on YouTube was just blurry. It was just there.
And yeah, have a look at it now. It looks really cool. It's like... Imagine, right? They've got two little, like, black platform things. Just sort of, like, not platforms, like, levels to it.
I can see it.
That's not it. That's not it, no. Oh, where is it?
Is it not that?
No, that's not either. It's sort of slanted, because I've seen the thing for it.
Is that it?
No.
Well, that's it.
This coming from?
Well, that's it. Oh, no, that's not it. That's the controller.
Yeah, that's the controller for
it. Why wouldn't you just have a normal
controller?
It's a touchpad.
Looks pretty cool, doesn't it? It's slanted. Like
it looks
more futuristic.
Yeah, it looks revolutionary.
Then more.
It does, like when you play some of the futuristic games, you can imagine stuff like that.
I don't think it'd be good.
What, the touchpad?
It's kind of like...
No, have you done it on the PS Vita?
I mean, let's be honest, every game, right, the Nintendo Wii comes out, it's revolutionary. You got wireless gaming, and then Xbox and PS3 go do it. You got your Wii U, you got your little, whatever it is, a little iPad for it. You know, it's just, Nintendo's way ahead of the game, but they're just a few consoles.
The graphics... on like Nintendo and stuff like that.
It's terrible.
Like Nintendo Wii.
I think they've got a reason.
Absolutely
for that.
Awful.
I think they've got a reason for that.
Why?
I never saw that.
Oh, right, you didn't know, so.
I mean, like,
but
Minecraft.
One feature that they've got with the Xbox One, which I think is quite cool, because you know they have the voice activation stuff. Right? Because they've got the built in, what is it? Built in thingy with it, haven't they?
The Kinect.
The Kinect. They've got that built in with it.
No, they haven't.
They've got that in with it, because what you can do is you can walk in and go Xbox on, and it'll go bink.
On Kinect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it has the Kinect with it.
We got one with Christmas, but we used it once. Played that Kinect Adventures. Never played it again.
I've got Kinect Adventures.
Have you actually ever played your Kinect? Ever?
Yeah, I played Fruit Ninja. I used to play it all the time on it. You go, it's like so cool. It's like...
We just don't use it. It was quite a waste of money, really.
I used to use it to just go, oi... Xbox game.
I tried it. It didn't work for me.
Oh, you got to talk quite loud.
Yeah. Jack just stubbed his toe. Bing, bing.
All right, everyone mute your phones. Cause...
I've muted mine.
He says that, but is unmuted?
No,
I'm talking about me.
All right. So, you know, I think some stuff on it is all right, but, like, you know, if they have actually changed this stuff, like, I think they should make the Xbox 360 games, like, compatible with it, because I want to, you know, keep my old, like, all my games with it, but I don't have to, like, go online just on the Xbox 360, because what if they end up doing what they did with the Xbox, the original Xbox?
What?
And they just shut down the games, so no games were made on the original Xbox, they were all made on Xbox 360. What if they do that?
Well, I think that's what they're doing anyway.
So then you won't be able to get any more games, so you'll only be able to get them.
Well, that'd be their way of making more money. That's all they care about, Jake. Money.
No, but what about Xbox Live and stuff? Because you can either get rid of all of the games that you've got on the Xbox 360, Or...
Or you could keep them. Keep them. Rare. Well, so no, so in 50 years' time, there's no more of those, is there?
Well, no, but they'll still have them out there. They'll just be circling around. Anyway, it's not like they're going to take them in and destroy them.
Yeah, but no, because discs break after a certain amount of time. So one day there'll be one Xbox 360 game which will sell for a lot of money. Sorry, carry on.
But you know, you can either sacrifice using, you know, Xbox Live and stuff, or just keep going on Xbox Live for the same game with the same games, or you can move to Xbox One, go online on that, but you have to rebuild all your games library and stuff with it.
I feel like this topic's dragged on a bit.
No, but it's
kind of trailing along.
Yeah.
I just want them to.
That's
like,
what I'm feeling. That's why I'm being quiet. It's sort of dragging.
No, I just want them to do with the Xbox 360, make it compatible for them, because, you know.
Seems a bit repetitive.
No, because I want to keep my games. I want to use them. So, yeah.
Pause for dramatic music.
I'm not going to do the elevator music this time.
Not the guess.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's disgusting, John. Yeah, all right. Sick. You sicken me.
Well, we're back.
So yeah, we're back.
We're back, guys.
And
we
have a
Jake's
new
topic.
So I'm, you know, thinking, and stop it. And you know, I get quite irritated, don't I? So I've been thinking, Tom, so you know, just guys, Tom, Jack, if anyone wants to just put out there. So what irritates you, Tom?
You do.
I'm asking Tom, not you, Jack.
I know one. Right.
What?
That moment when you're really, really angry, and there's that one person... It says in a condescending tone, calm down.
Yeah.
And you just like,
I'm gonna kill
you. In like the pit of your stomach, it's like the devil has awoken, and then from out your mouth there's a massive no, like that, and you're just like, okay. Yeah. It was supposed to be loud, Tom. It's exaggeration, alright, Tom? You don't have to point.
What really irritates me is because
it's not right, I ain't fucking finished yet, mate. Right, and it was, and you're just like
stealing my room,
mate.
This is my space.
Right, and it's just like it's really annoying because like you tell them to calm down, but you're in a situation where you don't want to calm down. You feel so angry that nothing anyone can do can calm you down. And the person saying calm down is the person that's annoying you most, and that makes you angry even more. You're just like, stop saying calm down.
You do that a lot.
Yeah.
You do that so much.
What?
Just tells you to calm down.
I know.
No, you, Tom, you just hit me.
Calm down.
A person's unknown that said it to me once, and I was getting really angry, and he just kept going, calm down. Calm down. You got to calm down. And I was just like, no! No! And I was just like, oh my God, it was... You just want to hit him in the face.
Do it.
Boosh. Okay.
Well, I had one. Yes. When you forget the topic for the podcast and there's nothing you can do to remember it. That's what really grinds my gears.
And then what even grinds my gears even more is after you finish the podcast, you remember the fucking topic.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be explicit now, Jack. What annoys me is sort of on the same sort of line as Jack. When you're annoyed... And the person you're annoyed starts
what?
Like pulling. You're annoyed at the person you're annoyed at who is really irritating you, making you dead angry.
Correct grammar.
Who's, you know, really making you angry, then starts to make like do stuff and try and make you laugh, and then you start to laugh, and that gets me even more angry because it's like, no, I'm supposed to be angry,
yeah.
And then starts making you laugh again. It's like, no,
I do that, don't I?
Yeah, you do it, but my brother, like. I'm not saying any names.
Which one?
Brother, the one that's next oldest from me.
Alright.
My brother, what he'll do is, he'll wind me up and I'll start giving him the silent treatment, just sort of, yeah. and I'll just sort of lay there watching TV, and he'll
give you the silent treatment. Start. So if you're not talking to him in the first place, of course it's not going to be silent. It's going to be silent, isn't it?
You know, so I'll just be like that, and he'll be looking at me because it would have really annoyed me. So I'd be like, no, I'm not talking to you.
All right. So after an argument,
you know, so I'll just be like there, and I'll see him in the corner of my eye, and he'll just start staring at me, and it'll get to the point where I can't hold it any longer, and I'll have to look, and he'll just be like that, like pulling a stupid face. So I'll look back with a little grin on my face, and they'll come up to me and start doing it even, like, so close to my face. You know, just doing the same face, like... And then he'll just start, like, poking me and stuff, and it'll make me... like, you know, because I'm ticklish. So he'll just start poking me, and that'll make me start laughing. And then, like, a minute after he's done it, I'll be like, no, you're really annoying me now, go away. And he'll start doing it again. And it'll just get to the point where I just want to beat him. I can't,
when I used to sit next to you in maths, I always used to annoy you.
Yeah.
You get so pissed, flailing your arms around, and you start laughing because I make you laugh again. And you're like, no, no. And
that is what really irritates me when people are trying to make you laugh.
I've got something, right? I don't know if you guys will know this because obviously none of you wear glasses, but if you go to the opticians for an eye test, right? Mm-hmm. The guy. I don't know, what would his name be?
Just call him Dave.
Dave. So Dave is the guy who does the eye test, right? So Dave.
Mr. Dave.
It comes to the point in the examination where he pulls out this little torch, shines it right into your eye, and gets so close to your face. It's unbelievable, right? Now, me, it starts off, I start shaking, I can't help myself, right, and I start laughing, and he didn't say anything, he just said, can you sit still, please? He didn't tell me to stop laughing, he just said, can you sit still, please? And then, so I sat still, and I was just laughing inside, trying to keep it in, and like, and then he comes back to the thingy, and when he turns back the lights again, turns the lights back on, and he's just like, give me the evils, and I'm just like... Right. And but the thing is, why do they have to get that close?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's worrying. I'm in there for an eye test, and this guy can't see from like far away, and he's just like so close to my face.
But like, they get like a ruler's like 30 centimeters away from you, and then they start slowly coming in, like some, and you can imagine just sort of ominous music playing, like he's about to murder you.
Yeah.
Sort of slowly coming in, just sort of like Jaws music, like dum dum. Dumb. And he's getting to the point where you think he's not going to stop, and he's just going to start go.
Yeah.
Your like face. And it's like there, right in your eye, and then you start blinking, and there's all these weird dots everywhere. It's like what?
Oh yeah, the lights, like blind lights. Dots.
Is it just me, or when you look into his little torch, you can see his brain? Is that just me? When what? You know, when he gets right close, I can either see his brain. On my brain,
it's the inside of your eye.
Yeah,
it's the inside of your eye.
Looks so
weird. All like the veins and stuff in it. That's what you can see. So yeah, you've all learned something today. And yeah.
Ho ho ho.
Unless all our audience is just opticians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all knew that.
But yeah, if you're an optician, don't do that.
Yeah.
Why do that? Why?
Just.
Do you need to get so close?
If you are, don't slowly ease in.
Just slowly ease in.
And maybe say, I'm going to get close to you now. Do not let
all feel... That would make me a bit annoying, like, I'm going to get close to you now.
Well, he's not obviously going to say it like that, is he?
Well, I don't know.
He's going to be like, right, okay, Jake, is it all right if I come close? I need to look into your eyes.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. That is what I was saying. Oh, God, Jake, bro.
Speaking of opticians again... the same annoying joke that they make. You know when they give you them really heavy glasses and they go, which one makes your vision better? Is it number one or number two? Number one or number two? They always make the exact same joke. New fashion these. Is it the new fashion, the new style? It's like, no! Every time!
Oh yeah!
Place me on to break down. Like no, I won't be caught dead in these, but then you go along with it, like, yeah.
It seems you guys go to those same opticians, because
yeah.
I don't go to the opticians, I don't think, and I have never heard that joke once.
Have you not?
No. There's usually some sophisticated gentleman sat there, Dave, saying, which one is better, is number one?
Or number two.
Number two. Number one.
It just makes me laugh, number like, two, new style. You know it's coming as well. As soon as they look at it, look at you and grin a bit. Sort of go, new style, these. <Yeah. laughs> Then you have to laugh, or else it's just awkward. You have to get a little...
Yeah.
I'm like, if anyone tells me that joke now, if an optician ever tells me that joke now, I'm going to have to just sit there and laugh at him.
Just look at him.
And just go...
When I bet they do it when, like, 70-year-olds come in, and they just... Gonna get to the point where they're just like face palming. If you don't, because you can't see me.
Yeah,
face palming.
That's the sound of Jake slapping himself in the face. Drop. Nothing rude. He's not fapping.
Hey, shush. Look, really close. Just
that could sound really wrong.
It's just one. It's not.
That's all it takes. Someone managed to climax within about 5 seconds of touching a girl.
Really?
Or just touching?
Like, was it your brother?
No, not like that.
A rumour went round that your brother...
Yeah, a rumour went round that your brother stabbed
is it, is
you.
He's into, into bestiality.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a bit of bestiality here and there. Nor is there wrong with a bit of... is there wrong with
actually,
a bit of incest.
I saw this video on YouTube, and it's sort of... Basically, a Disney film, I'm not going to mention it, is telling you that bestiality is okay.
What film was it?
It's Beauty and the Beast, isn't it?
Not, no, because who says you're going to have sexual... intercourse.
Yeah.
Well, no, but think, it's in real world circumstances, you see, I don't know, man bear.
That beast is actually a man.
No, but it's a bit.
That beast.
Like bestiality is okay, like,
guys. Is actually a man. That beast can actually talk as well.
Imagine if, like, 5 year olds are, like, listening to this and turn to parents, it's bestiality. You know?
What?
I'm sorry if you don't, if you ask, don't ask, you, no, no one. Don't ask what it is. It's just wrong. That's just the topic. That BCLA. Oh, wow. Plumbing. Oh. Another thing that annoys me.
You don't call up in the middle of the podcast.
No. Yeah, actually, no, that annoys me. But my brother, at the minute...
All right. Which one?
The one above...
The one above you.
No, not the one above me. The one above
your
me.
Oldest brother.
That's what he
no,
said.
No,
second
middle.
Oldest.
Oh, the middle.
Second oldest. Right.
That's what I said. I said the
he
one above.
He absolutely loves Snapchat.
Okay.
Right. And I have it as well. And
right,
I'm on Snapchat.
Hang on, please tell me this isn't going to get incest.
We've spoke about this.
No, it's not.
All right, okay, go on.
It gets to the point where you get, like, 20 Snapchats, like, per day from him. Like... It will be like after he's got back. Oh,
just get a picture
back onto
of
work.
A man's cock and send it to him.
No, that's just wrong. But you know, it gets to the point where it's just oh, I've seen that already. Like his dog. His dog's ancient. They bought him when he was like 12, and he's like 14 years old now. Like in human years, not dog years.
We got that.
And. Every couple of days, he'll send me a Snapchat saying I'll be dead soon of his dog. And it's just the same thing over and over and over and over again. And when he goes back to work, because he works at a school and it's like the same sort of, you know, holidays as them. And it's always, back to work face. Like that is, the same face. Oh, and it's just... annoys me the amount of Snapchats I get per day from him. It's like I'll be doing something and I'll just get one from him. It's like I've seen it. Why?
That does sound really like rude when you say that. I've seen it.
That's probably Tom breaking his phone even more.
I can't even tell.
You know, but
there's
like
a little different.
He just sends me. you know, I reckon you should have a line. You can only send so many Snapchats per day.
Well, tell him.
Just tell him. I did. Stop Snapchat.
And he just laughs and sends me even more.
Well,
delete him.
Well, no, because he'll still have me on it.
Well, yeah, but if you delete him, block contacts, doesn't it?
I don't know how to block contacts.
I don't think you can block contacts. I don't think it... Jack, how do you block contacts on iPhone? I don't think you can.
You can. Swear down you can.
I don't think so.
Right, let's not console this now. Right. Carry on, mate.
It's just... the amount of Snapchats I get, and it's like, oh, why? Go away. Go away.
Unbearable.
I wake up, and it'll be... Some of them I'll get, yeah, are quite funny. Because you know you can get them toy crossbows. Because they fire them little darts that stick onto stuff. What he did the other day is he, you know, loaded it with a little dart thing that sticks onto him. And his wife was brushing her teeth, just, and he just Snapchatted and he went like that and he went, and he shot her. And there was this,
I just spat from it.
And it just... You know, some stuff like that, yeah, really funny. That's your fan. It's mine. But, like, some of the stuff is, don't like, know. Back to work face.
I think it's in the same.
Same face over and over again. No one cares.
I can.
No, you don't.
Well, can I see your brother's back to work face, please?
No, you can't, because once you've seen Snapchat...
Oh, yeah.
It's gone forever. Well, that's another problem with it.
Did he send you another one that minute? That's why you remember it. What was it?
I'll show you after. I don't know what it is.
Show us now.
Yeah, go on. Show us now.
Just show us now.
No!
You say you don't know what it is, but you've looked at it, haven't you?
And you obviously know what it is. Come on.
Show us. Why? Why are you such a killjoy? We play Slender and you quit.
Yeah.
You quit Slender.
It went dark.
You got like 2 pages.
No, I got 3.
I got 5. I got 4 on that video.
Look, I couldn't find it. The torch went out. I was like, oh.
Yeah, so? My torch went out.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
He's supposed to carry on. The fact that the torch turns off is to get you get closer to the screen.
But the music, now.
We all have to listen to the music as well, Jake.
It's awful. I hate it.
When you get page 5 and the horrible music, the wind, the loud wind.
And there's always the same.
It's scary but annoying.
I reckon you've got like a weird cricket or something in your pocket. Because you can always hear it, can't you?
Yeah.
Like sort of rubbing its little.
What fucking cricket you've been listening to?
Look, I can't hear a cricket noise. It's like. That's
better.
Like
that's
a bit
sort of,
better, yeah.
That's better.
It's always the same cricket, just sort of jumping in your pocket and just sort of. Right, yeah. Sort of trying to. That's it's rubbing its back legs because that's how it makes the noise. But yeah, why does a cricket need to be there hopping around like looking? I reckon he's
it
like,
makes it scarier.
I reckon he's a spectator. The cricket, he's always here and he always sees people, you know, sort of in there, Slenderman, yeah. And he like I reckon he's like some sort of weird thing. He like he likes to watch people getting caught by the Slenderman. But also a question that I've wanted to know. What happens when you look at the Slender Man? Because whenever you look at him, he's always stood still with his arms like that, isn't he?
No, his like tentacle arms are always wailing.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have to get proper close to see him, though.
No, but, because he's always stood still, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I wonder, what will happen if you just look at him, just sort of shine the torch at him, just like...
You get killed.
Yeah, it'll go cackling.
Or, sometimes if you see him right at the start, you can just stare at him and he won't even get you.
Can you? That's pretty cool.
Not really, because it gets a bit boring. Your flashlight runs out and you just do nothing.
But yeah, it's
I guess you never die.
Weird. It's
yeah, but you're not going to finish
live, that. You live forever.
I'd rather live forever than...
You can never win at the game, can you? Because once you've collected all 8 pages, you die.
Yeah, but, Jackie, if you'd care to just open it up now? No? Because if it says, if you finish it, if you get all pages, you actually unlock like a bonus music track or something like that.
Yeah,
it's played on. It says so underneath.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm not finished.
Oh, damn. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
But, like, there's different maps where you can actually get out. Well, I think it makes it think that you can get out, but you can't actually get out because when you've got all the paid, like, the one in the sea, the thing he did, and, you know, the cricket was still there, right? And, you know, what's up, Jack? What are you doing?
I just dropped my phone on my testicles.
Ah, oh, sucks to be you, mate. But yeah, it's like, you know, you can't win the game, and it annoys me, because you can't win the... I like games that you can win at. I'm a bit competitive like that. I like to win. You know? Open the door, it's boiling. I'm hot.
It's not that hot.
It is. I'm boiling.
Sure, my bum hole's sweating a lot, and I might get piles from it. But... you don't understand, Jake.
Yeah, that's what Harry said.
Okay, he doesn't
understand. I do understand.
Alright, so... I want to stop there and address a topic that was started at the beginning. And Tom, what's the name of your character?
What's the name of you?
Damn it!
Yeah, just think of a name, go on. Because it took us a little while to think.
Probably go for... Temporarily, maybe. Speed Form.
Speed Form.
Or...
Speed Form! It sounds like a weird Power Ranger, sort of.
Maybe. Sounds
shout
shit.
Out.
The Knight.
I mean,
the
Ultimate is a bit...
I know it's kind of like Batman, but The Knight. Batman's the Dark Knight, so it's alright.
The Master.
Same thing, it's like... The Master. Doesn't take much thinking
on,
does it?
No. Well, actually, you fucking did.
I have a K on my thing, a K.
I have an M.
Jack has an M.
Oh. We don't know what you got.
I don't know either.
How about the Servant? Yeah. The Slave.
The Butler.
Jake, let's not get into slaves.
The Alfred. Getting onto butlers.
So slavery. slavery is not a good thing, is it?
No.
Can you actually still get slaves?
You can. No. It's illegal, of course. But
well, yeah, but like
people still have them.
So black market people.
Yeah.
Oh, taken. That's what it is, isn't it?
Human trafficking.
Pretty much. Human trafficking.
Speaking about human stuff, human centipede. I don't think have you two watched that or not?
No.
I watched it and it's
I know
it's
what it obviously, is. It is disgusting.
It's obviously a weird and creepy film.
Yes.
But I thought it was quite smart as I thought it through. It doesn't sound weird. It was fairly entertaining, but it was a really weird film.
If you go on that line, you can say that Hitler was a good leader.
Well, he was. He was unbelievably intelligent in the way he planned his attacks and all that. He just took it too far.
Yeah. I think the Jews, that was the straw where he
space shuttle across.
Yeah.
And landed somewhere millions of light years over the line.
Near America.
Yeah.
So let's save the lines in this room. Yeah.
The
line just straight down the middle, right? The line, and he went all the way over to, like, I don't know, Jupiter. That's how far he crossed the line.
Yeah, the line. We're not carrying on this joke and not killing it at all, but the line was big and it was crossed.
Yeah. Cross the line. Is it, what are we like, even on about? We're just rambling about crap now. We don't even know what we're talking about. We just anything that pops.
Oh, discussion. Slavery. Discussion we had earlier. Jack got his it a Mac or a net?
A Mac.
A net, yeah. He got his Mac out and his MacBook. And
Jake I haven't got a MacBook.
What?
I haven't got a MacBook.
What is it?
It's a netbook.
It's a netbook.
I asked if it was a Mac or a net, and Jake said Mac.
Did I?
Yes.
Yes. What a loser.
Did I?
So yeah, he got his netbook out, and he just said. Jay just said, this is what it looked like, two computers just had a baby.
Yeah, look, it's like tiny.
I think it's like 2 centimetres.
Yeah, it's like the most little thing ever.
So cute.
It's like, you know when you're a little kid and you get that fake computer that your parents buy with the screen that just goes across there and you just play, I don't know, Snake on it or something. Did you never get one of them?
No.
I think Snake's a bit of a difficult game for a child.
Well, no, but you got like a game where you had to, I don't know, math numbers or something.
The cow goes moo.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And it just reminds me of one of them because it's just what you'd imagine like a child having, like tiny, you know, with a little
thing. But it's still a technical computer which a child will probably not know how to control. Just because it's small. Still got a keyboard. It's
tiny.
Touchpad. It's just a small computer, which is cool.
It's tiny. It's like a baby. Well, computer. Baby laptop.
Well. To shut these guys up, we're going to call it a day. We are exhausted. Not really.
We haven't done it.
We've done absolutely nothing.
We walked to the shop.
That's it.
It's got a chocolate.
Got some treats.
Alright.
Usually, our drink is there, but it won't. What's happened to it?
Yeah, Mountain Dew's sold out.
Where the hell is the Mountain Dew?
Where's my goddamn Mountain Dew? You don't even understand that video if you watch the video of the fat guy who lost his Mountain Dew. Let me smell your breath. Jack hasn't seen it.
Definitely. Where he smashes his Xbox because some guy's called him fat online. Have you seen that one? Because it's by the same guy. No. It's hilarious. But yeah, it's like, where is it?
We have.
Because that's our drink.
We have bought them all.
Yeah, I think that's it. We just bought them all then.
I think Ari's having two a day, isn't he?
What?
Is Ari having two a day or something?
No. Right. Well, just like to say, I told you so.
Right.
That was me yawning.
All right. Oh, you're just gonna keep going la 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 la.
Yeah.
La la.
We gotta make a tune now. That's it. Got like a tune.
La la la.
Oh wait, that's already a tune. I think we should just sign off now.
No, right, right. I know. Right, I did one drawing pattern. You do another drawing pattern, and then Tom's a drawing.
Should we do it on a lapse? Or
do it on a lapse, right? So, guys,
what if we get the same? Yeah. How long can that be?
Yeah.
Here is the. No, we're not doing it at the same time. I'll start, and then he'll think of something that I'm starting.
You know what?
I'm starting. Oi!
Hey, we'll do it in Age of the Peace Be There. So, Jack, me, Jake. Okay.
What? I'm the oldest.
Ascending
order. No, I mean the way since. Length of the channel, which don't even have.
Alright.
So
I've just sort of adopted into this channel because I don't have my own YouTube account. Shall we go, Tom? Yours is three. I lost it.
Who wants to put some
dun, 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 dun.
Right, let's see again, start. Right, so right now we're going to put in a tune that we have just made in for you. And guys, it's been lovely talking to you all.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Peace be the Wally, peace be the Tommy and Jake's Brown. See you in a bit, mofos.
Peace out.
Peace out.